Hello and welcome to a very special episode of SOC Unlocked, Tales from the Cybersecurity Frontlines. I'm Mick Leach, your guide, as we explore the stories, strategies, and triumphs of those working to keep our organization safe in the face of ever-evolving threats. When we kicked off this podcast, our mission was simple: to bring you firsthand insights from the incredible people on the front line of cybersecurity. Over the past season, we've spoken with industry leaders, pioneers, and unsung heroes concerning everything from cutting-edge tech and AI advancements to deeply human stories of resilience and growth. And today, we're celebrating that journey. This finale is all about revisiting the powerful moments, valuable lessons, and unforgettable stories that defined season one. From the insights that made us think to the anecdotes that made us laugh, we'll highlight the very best of what SOC Unlocked has brought to the cybersecurity conversation. So sit back, buckle up, and get ready as we dive into this recap of a season filled with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of heart. One of the key conversations we explored this season was the evolving role of AI in cybersecurity. From automation to behavioral analytics, our guests highlighted how AI is transforming the way we defend against threats. But there was one consistent takeaway. AI is not here to replace us, but to empower us. Jeremy Ventura drives this point home in episode 3.
I don't think from the opposite side AI is going to take over our jobs. I think AI will absolutely help enable us do our jobs if it's done effectively.
As Eric Zielinski reminded us, automation is only as effective as the humans guiding it.
We don't have governance and oversight of what, you know, their capability is. It's a matter of time before human error just takes over, right? Yep. And all of a sudden, human error causes your business to have true impact and, you know, potential cyber intrusion or data breach or, you know, exploitation, something like that.
While AI and automation are powerful tools, the human element remains irreplaceable. And that brings us to another major theme from this season: the importance of talent, training, and leadership. In cybersecurity, the people behind the keyboard are the most critical line of defense. Our guests shared powerful stories about persistence, growth, and building resilient teams. Take Joe Morrissey, for example, who inspired us to never stop learning and striving for more.
I always try to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, and the room is always very large. So we'll leave it at that. And I encourage everybody to do the same, right? If you're the smartest one in the room, go to a bigger room.
And as Michael Vetri put it so perfectly, the way you train is the way you'll fight.
Cybersecurity is a vast battleground, and you're going to go up against a strong variation of adversaries, ranging from the script kiddies to insider threats to nation states to, you know, APTs that are sponsored by nation states. You can go up against a lot. You need to train to what you want to fight against.
From bridging the talent gap to fostering a culture of cross-training and collaboration, this season showed us the incredible strength that comes from investing in people. Now let's dive deeper into the human side of cybersecurity. Cybersecurity isn't just about technology or strategy. It's also about people and partnerships. Time and again, our guests this season reminded us of the power of collaboration and shared knowledge. Nikki Milburn shared how working with other counties and agencies strengthens resilience, even in high-pressure situations like securing elections.
We are not competing with each other. It's we have to foster and help each other as best we can because we're all fighting the same fight.
Aaron Rome echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the importance of trust and leaning on one another.
Find somebody, a mentor, who is empathetic to your struggle, to lean on those people. Know your gaps and find the people that you can lean on.
Whether it's sharing expertise across regions or teaming up within an organization, collaboration isn't just a tactic, it's a necessity. And sometimes it's the camaraderie that gets us through the most challenging moments. Cybersecurity is serious work, but let's be honest, there are moments that are downright unforgettable. This season, we heard some stories that had us laughing, shaking our heads and marveling at the ingenuity of our guests. Who could possibly forget Anthony Coggins discovering a corn dog inside of a desktop computer?
I'm flabbergasted because there is a whole corn dog shoved into CPU. I mean, I'm just standing there looking at it and thinking like, okay, thanks for this, kid.
These stories remind us why we love this work. Solving puzzles, overcoming challenges, and sometimes laughing along the way. But it's not all fun and games. For many of our guests, these experiences laid the groundwork for lifelong careers. And that's what we'll explore next. If there's one thing our guests made clear this season, it's that there's no single path into cybersecurity. The journeys we heard were as diverse as the people who shared them. But they all had one thing in common: determination. Joe South reminded us of the importance of persistence, even in the face of rejection.
Never give up and never stop asking questions.
And Eric Zielinski drove home the importance of continuous learning and staying adaptable in this ever-changing field.
Be open to change, adapt to emerging technology, continuously learn.
So whether you're just starting out or looking to level up, the message is clear. Don't stop growing, don't stop connecting, and don't stop striving. As we look ahead, it's clear that the challenges in cybersecurity are only going to grow. From AI ethics to the rise of quantum computing, the landscape is evolving fast. And Joe South gave us a glimpse of what might be the next frontier in this fight.
I think the next war front or battleground will be in satellites, right? Because the next major war, you have to think about what it would take to actually get the upper hand on a nation state, on a country.
As technology advances, so too must our defenses. But as our guests have shown us, with the right mix of innovation, collaboration, and resilience, we're more than ready for what lies ahead. And just like that, we've reached the end of Season 1 of SOC Unlocked. I want to thank all of our incredible guests for sharing their stories, insights, and lessons with us. You've inspired us, challenged us, and reminded us why this work matters. I'd like to thank Abnormal Security for sponsoring this podcast and my producer, Emily Burns, for all of her hard work in putting together each episode. And most importantly, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and joining us on this journey. But this is just the beginning. Stay with us as we continue unlocking the world of cybersecurity. Season 2 promises even more stories, more insights, more laughs, and more moments that matter. Until then, keep learning, keep collaborating, and keep fighting that good fight. I'm Mick Leach. Thank you for listening.